السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. قال تعالى في كتابه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله، all praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, firstly I would like to advise myself and those who are present: ittaqillah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, at all moments. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, today we as a minority living among the majority of Buddhists, we are facing certain challenges, we are facing problems. We could see all over the island anti-Islamic slogans, media supports and promotes, spoken against Allah and Rasul and people of Iman and Islam. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, we need to understand why these things are happening. When we look into the Quran, the Kitabullah, it is crystal clear. Quran is giving the guidance why these things are happening. Where Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, solution to the problem amongst the Muslim Ummah are in the Quran and in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, in the days of Mecca, Muslims were minority and the Kuffar were majority. In the days of Medina, when Allah raised Islam, made Islam the supreme religion for the world to follow and obey, Muslims were in majority and Kuffar were in minority. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, our Deenul Islam has given us, how do we deal when we are a minority? How we should deal and behave when we are majority? My dear brothers in Islam, the animosity that we see around, that we are sensing today, the warm waves are hitting the Muslim Ummah today, especially in this beautiful island. My dear respected brothers in Islam, we need to understand that sweet, the sugar remains sweet and it will never become salt. Salt will remain salty and it will not become sugar. But my dear brothers in Islam, similarly, there are certain characteristics of kufr that will time and again come up. But by our approach, by our dealings, we could suppress them or remove them. My dear brothers in Islam, these type of incidents happen in Islam in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where Allah speaks in the Quran, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ya ayyuhalladhina utul kitab. Allah says, alam tara ila alladhina utul kitab, alam tara ila alladhina utu naseeban min alkitab yu'minuna biljibti wattahut ويقولون للذين كفروا هؤلاء أهدى من الذين آمنوا سبيلا. When we study the commentary of this ayah, Allah is saying, don't you see, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make your ummah to understand a practice of the Jews that they used to instigate the people, the mushrik, the idol worshippers, all the pagans of that time, saying that your deity, your god, your ilah is the best, and whatever Muslims are worshipping, these are wrong, they are in dalala, they are in falsehood, Quran is this, Muhammad is this, wa na'udhu billah. My dear brothers in Islam, this was instigated by the enemies of Islam to the pagans, to the idol worshippers, and they, due to their extreme ignorance in religion, they stood against Allah and Rasul. My dear brothers in Islam, let us understand, when we analyze the picture today, it is almost the same picture that Quran is saying, these things will happen to the Muslim Ummah time and again. My dear brothers in Islam, people are in fear. People are in fear. Some people thinking how and what will happen to them tomorrow. What will happen very soon, that they are the majority. My dear brothers in Islam, let us not believe in any power, any political power. None will be in our side. My dear brothers in Islam, let us not believe in any individual. Let us not be deceived by the dialogue of any individual. But my dear brothers in Islam, like the Sahaba, they believed in one above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not give up our iman. We should not spoil our akidah just because these things are happening around us. My dear brothers in Islam, these incidents, these situations crossed the Muslim Ummah before. Allah is saying that in the battle of Khandaq, very beautiful lengthy ayah, إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرُ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. The battle of Khandaq, the Sahaba saw a united nation of pagans and all joined a huge army. Many tribes enforced themselves. A joint army came to Medina to uproot Islam and Muslims. But my dear brothers in Islam, Allah is saying, at that time, Allah is explaining in the Quran the situation of the people of Iman. إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ, when they came to you from above you, وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ, and beneath you, they covered you from all sides, a huge number of army. وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ, your eyes were tossing up and down. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرُ, your heart reached your throat. It was coming out. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ, you started thinking, will the help of Allah come down? Will the assistance of Allah come down? You all were confused and in great fear and etc. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah is saying, هُنَالِكُ بُتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. Muslims were shaken, are extreme quake to place amongst the Muslims. My dear brothers in Islam, this was the level of fear which was put into the Muslim Ummah at that time. And my dear brothers in Islam, battle of Uhud, that they saw Sahaba were massacred. But my dear brothers in Islam, that they all were in fear. Ghamman bi ghammin. Quran is saying, agony upon agony was hitting them, hitting the Sahaba in the presence of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's thought was sacrificed. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, what was the approach of Rasul? My dear brothers in Islam, Allah did not hear the Sahaba watching what is happening. They could see a defeat in front of them. But my dear brothers in Islam, we need to know, when they turned to Allah at this time, in Badr, they turned to Allah. In Uhud, they turned to Allah. Allah is saying in the Quran, إِذِ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً, that Allah is saying, in Uhud, when this situation, one rumor spread, إِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ قُتِلَ, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being assassinated. Here they could see that they are brothers, that the Sahaba was slaughtered and put across the plain of Uhud. My dear brothers in Islam, in this moment, Allah says, now our help start descending to teach you all that you turn to Allah, that you come back to Allah. My dear brothers in Islam, Sahaba was saying, we were in the battlefield, we could see the enemies of Allah in front of us. إِذِ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسِ, a beautiful sleep, a slumber overpowered the Sahaba. أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ, the swords were in their hands. Allah calmed their emotions down. Allah calmed their hearts. Allah made them think clearly what is the next move that they should make. Allah removed their excitement and disturbance. Sahaba saying, great Sahaba, that the swords were in our hands, but we were in a sleep for a small moment, a slumber overpowered. My dear brothers in Islam, amanatam min, Allah is saying, it came as mercy for you all. In the other hand, in the hearts of kuffar, that Allah poured the rob. Allah says in the Quran, kuffar said, we have done a damage, let us escape now. If Muslims had to retaliate again, we will be defeated, and they start walking behind. My dear brothers in Islam, it was controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this moment, then let us turn to Allah. Let us be the friend of Allah. Where in Hadith al-Qudusi, that Allah is saying, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ عَادَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرَبِ, anybody challenges my friend. Allah is saying, any person challenges my friend, my beloved, I announce him of war. My dear brothers in Islam, while we were wrong, while we were disobeying Allah, while we committed a lot of sin and evil, still that Allah fulfilled our need, still that Allah looked after us. My dear brothers in Islam, it is the hour of need. We are talking to you after days of dialogue with the Buddhist clergy, after days of discussion with the responsible people of this country. We are talking to you, my dear brothers in Islam. Please understand that our help is solely dependent upon Allah. We will not hold on to any person but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us turn to Allah, that Allah who helped in Uhud, that Allah who helped in Badr, that Allah who helped in Khandaq. My dear brothers in Islam, the previous incident was the incident in Khandaq. After the battle of Khandaq, Sahaba Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this kufr will never ever overpower you or conquer you. The Medina again. My dear brothers in Islam, let us turn to Allah. Let us be the beloved of Allah. Let us not sleep over our Salatul Fajr. Let us not sleep over our Tahajjud. Let us raise our hands and cry in front of Allah. We the Muslims in this country have lived over 1,000 years. My dear brothers in Islam, we have lived as a peace-loving nation. When we met one of the responsible people of this country, he himself declared to us, he says, look, Muslims of Sri Lanka are the best community that he ever crossed in his life. Because of such a universal peace, who have not brought any problems to this nation. My dear brothers in Islam, that let us turn to Allah, let us cry in front of Allah, that the arguments that they take forward, we can discuss, we can go for a dialogue, but we cannot compromise our deen. Let us understand one principle of our Sharia, that in co-mingling, in interfaith dialogue, that we need to understand, there are two souls in our Sharia. First thing is al-azlatu tam, that total isolation. that we isolate ourselves from the kuffar, that we do not move with them, that we do not talk to them, that we stay away from them, that we ignore them. Some of the damages of today was that some of us had practiced on this complete isolation. My dear brothers in Islam, Islam condemned. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived amongst them. Sahaba lived amongst the kuffar, but they showed them, they exhibited to them the beauty and the light of Islam. My dear brothers in Islam, the second policy in our Sharia, the second principle in co-mingling and coexisting, my dear brothers in Islam, the ulama write that al-zawban al-tam, that total assimilation, that we totally join. We tell them, you and me are same. We are one, we are not two. We are one and we have no problem. But my dear brothers in Islam, this is totally discouraged. It can take us to the degree of shirk. But what Islam says, a moderate approach. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We have made you a moderate nation. My dear brothers in Islam, let us be moderate. What Quran is saying, when you a minority living amongst the majority, or when your neighbor is a kafir, when your friend is a kuffar, or from any other culture, any other belief, you tell them, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِي. For me, what I have chosen as my deen. For you, what you have chosen as your deen. But we will help under human grounds. We will help, we will respect each other. Where Quran is saying, وَلَا تَصُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَصُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Do not insult, do not disgrace, do not rebuke the deities of other religion. يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, those who are worshipping other than Allah. فَيَصُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. They will swear, insult Allah and Rasul. My dear brothers and elders in Islam, this is the stand of the people of Iman. This is the stand of the people of Islam. We do not compromise our deen. Just because of the pressure that we are facing, even if it has to cost anything, we cannot compromise our Sharia. We cannot compromise our deen. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, then what do we have to do? Now we are feeling the tempting, we are feeling the pressure, we are feeling that some elements, not all of them, some elements are exposing their anger and animosity out of jealousy, out of maybe our behavior and our weaknesses. But my dear brothers in Islam, Quran is telling us the guidance. We don't need any guidance, but the Kitabullah, the Book of Allah is sufficient for us. We need to know that Allah is saying, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا يَعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَكْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. That animosity of a nation should not make you all criminals or believers. Subhanallah. Just imagine the words of Allah. Animosity of a nation should not make you all commit wrong, should not make you all, O believers, criminals. شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا. Allah is saying, you be just, you be honest, follow the orders of Allah, follow the words of Rasul. Do not go beyond Kitabullah. Be unjust to people. هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. That is the closest point to Allah. Allah is all aware of what you are doing, what is happening to you. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, as if this ayah was revealed yesterday, a lesson to you and me, let us promote the positive approach when there is a negative marketing, when there is a negative approach against Allah and Rasul. Let us take a positive approach in order to conquer their hearts, like Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, Zayd, a beautiful incident. One day Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out of his house. Ali radiallahu anhu was next to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person came on a camel back. He got down in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kalbadu, like a Bedouin Arab. He said, Ya Rasulullah, my nation, my tribe, my group of people have embraced Islam. Now they are asabatu sana, that the drought has attacked them. The drought has affected them, Ya Rasulullah. Oh Ya Rasulullah, give us some support and help. Akhsha, I am fearing. أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ طَمَعًا كَمَا دَخَلُوا طَمَعًا that دَخَلُوهُ طَمَعًا Ya Rasulullah, I am fearing that they will walk out of Islam out of their own will because of difficulty, like how they entered into Islam out of their own will without forcing. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Ya Ali, do we have something to give it to this person? Ali radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, our stock is over, Ya Rasulullah. We have nothing to give. Then a gentleman, a person walked towards Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name, he was a Jew, Jewish rabbi. Then he came to Rasulullah. His name was Zayd ibn Su'na. Then afterwards he became radiallahu anhu. He came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, you want, I'll give you the money, the wealth, what do you want? To help this person, and you pay me back in a later day. They agreed upon a date, and this Jew gave the wealth or whatever, and they departed. After a few days, before the payment date, before the due date, this Jew came, held Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the back, and he pulled. Umar radiallahu anhu was looking, my dear brothers in Islam, he told Ya Rasulullah, you Quraishi have a weakness. You do not pay us in time. Here Umar radiallahu anhu, the narration says, Ainahu taduran kama yadu tadurul falak or kama yadurul falak. My dear brothers in Islam, Umar radiallahu anhu, out of anger, his eyes were rotating viciously out of extreme anger. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, and he told, what did you say about Rasulullah? Ya Aduwallah, oh the enemy of Allah, how can you speak to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was calm. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Umar. He said, Ya Umar, do not behave like this. You would have told me, Ya Rasulullah. Why don't you pay, settle him little earlier, Rasulullah? And you would have told Zayd, oh Zayd, why you don't ask in a kind manner from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My dear brothers in Islam, look at the approach of Rasul. Look at the approach and the planning of Rasul. He targeted beyond Zayd ibn Su'na until the day that you and me going to listen and have a dialogue in the life of Rasul. Take lessons and heed, my dear brothers in Islam. Here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Umar, don't talk like this. Then he told, Ya Umar, you go and settle his debt and give him something more. Because you were rude to Zayd ibn Su'na, a Jew, who helped us at the initial stage. My dear brothers in Islam, he Umar radiallahu anhu, we know for the sake of Iman, his blood was boiling. He was in extreme anger. But, sama'an wa ta'atan, to the words of Allah and Rasul, they obeyed. They controlled their emotions and anger. My dear brothers in Islam, now Zayd ibn Su'na walking with Umar. And Zayd ibn Su'na asked, Ya Umar, ata'arifuni? Do you know me, Ya Umar? Umar radiallahu anhu said, I don't want to know you also. Then he said, I don't know you. Then he said, I am Zayd ibn Su'na. Then Umar said, Al-Hibar, are you the rabbi, the famous rabbi, a popular rabbi amongst the Jews? He said, yes, Ya Umar. And then Umar radiallahu anhu said, you're such a high caliber person. Why did you behave in such a low level? And he said, Ya Umar, that I have studied the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah. I have read in my book that there are two qualities in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he said the very first thing, yasbuku hilmuhu jahlahu. That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, patience will overpower his anger. Subhanallah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, patience will overpower his anger. And he said, yasbiku, tasbiku, shiddatul jahli alayhi illa hilma. And he said that also remember that more you instigate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with anger, with hatred, more calm that he will become. That's why I did this, to find out is he a real prophet? And he said, Ya Umar, ushiduka. You bear witness that I am saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And he said, Ya Umar, you be witness that I am giving shatr mali, half, right half of my wealth, sadaqatan lil Islam, as a charity for the cause of Islam. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, the approach of Rasul was unique in conquering the heart, in conquering the mind, and he won the heart of the kuffar. People, Umayr bin Wahab came with the sword to kill Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the akhlaq of Rasul embraced Islam. Many people, no person in the human history have ever been able to do this, my dear brothers in Islam. My dear brothers in Islam, the character of Rasul, today we have that qualities in us. We have possessed those sifat in us. Let us expose, let us exhibit Islam. Let us do, my dear brothers in Islam, turning to Allah, crying in front of Allah, putting our tears in front of Allah, to honor Islam, honor the Muslim, protect Islam, protect the wealth of the Muslim. This is 80% of our effort on daily basis, and 20% is our akhlaq, or some say 50% is our akhlaq. When we work on this, we will improve, we will conquer them. They will come into Islam afwajan, in groups. They will understand the beauty and the light of Islam. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, a beautiful incident, and with this I will conclude. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, let us understand a beautiful incident. We know Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, an arch enemy of Islam, who plotted from the beginning, because he was supposed to be the head of Medina. By the arrival of Rasul, Rasul became the head of Medina, and he became very unpopular. But my dear brothers in Islam, he is a known and the leaders of all munafikuns and hypocrites. You know the history, in battlefield, he supported the kuffar. He went with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put fear in the hearts of the Muslims in battle. Not only that, my dear brothers in Islam, he accused Rasulullah, he accused the wife of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever avenue they could attack Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Same conspiracy remains today amongst the enemies of Allah. All the approaches they made against Allah and Rasul, my dear brothers in Islam, this Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, at the time when he passed away, his son comes to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, that Abdullah bin Ubay has passed away, can you give me your garment to make ukaffinu bihi, I'll make kafan of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. My dear brothers in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed his garment. Narrations in Musnad Ahmad, surprising that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salatul janazah, where Umar rebuked, Ya Rasulullah, don't do this. He is an arch enemy of Allah and Rasul. And thereafter the Quranic ayah reveals, وَلَا تُسَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ عَبَدًا. Do not make salat upon such people. But my dear brothers in Islam, even comes in the narration, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the grave until the burial he was standing. Umar radiallahu anhu was continuously saying, Ya Rasulullah, don't do this. He is an arch enemy in Islam. Narration in Musnad Ahmad. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so calm, smiled at Umar, and he said, Ya Umar, calm down, I am allowed to do this. Another narration, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his saliva, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wiped on the forehead of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. My dear brothers in Islam, whichever manner he could attack Rasulullah, he attacked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand, after this incident, on the same day, 1,000 followers of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul embraced Islam. Looking at the character, looking at the approach, looking at the positive approach of Rasul, 1,000 of his followers embraced Islam. A lesson to you and me. Now we are being confronted. Let us expose, exhibit real light of Islam. We exposed our wealth. We exposed our vehicles, we exposed our power, we exposed our financial strength and capability, we exposed
most of them our qualification, here the hatred, anger, jealousy mixed together attacking the Muslims. My dear brothers in Islam, let us expose Islam. Let us show them the character. Let us be honest and genuine people. The other day I was reading, I was shocked with the incident, my dear brothers in Islam. Understand, when the Sahaba were migrating to Medina al-Munawwara, my dear brothers in Islam, that Huzaifatul Yaman, confidant of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his father, that radiallahu anhu, was migrating to Medina al-Munawwara. My dear brothers in Islam, understand this very clearly. Here Abu Jahl, who was assassinated in the Battle of Badr, and Muslims were preparing for Battle of Badr. Abu Jahl was preparing for Battle of Badr. During the Hijrah, they were caught by Abu Jahl, and he said, I'm not going to send you to Medina because you are going to join the Muslim army and fight against us. He said, U'ahiduka, I promise you, I will not fight with you in this battle, and I will not join the army of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this battle. Then Abu Jahl left them. He said, okay, you can go to Medina. When they reach Medina, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prepared the army to go to the first battle of Badr. We know, when Jibreel came down, hadith in Bukhari, he said, Ya Rasulullah, ma ta'udduna ahla Badr? How do you consider ahla Badr? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people of Badr are the superior and the most honored people amongst us. Jibreel said, radiyallahu, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam said, even amongst us, angels of Allah, those angels who came down to help the Muslims in the Battle of Badr, they considered to be the unique and the most honored people. My dear brothers in Islam, while the virtues were there, here the incident taking place, and Huzaifatul Yaman met Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, when I was coming, I met Abu Jahl. I made a promise to Abu Jahl that I will not fight with you. And fakhalla sabili, he let me go. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Huzaifa, you have made a promise to a person. Remember that you fulfill your promise. You cannot take part in this battle because you have made a promise. To whom, my dear brothers in Islam? To Abu Jahl. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought to honor and respect, my dear brothers in Islam. The last few days we have been talking to them. One Buddhist monk said very clearly, we don't need to learn anything from them. Our deen has given everything, but I am sharing. They are saying, you have lost the honesty. You have lost being genuine. These are the problems has divided or brought this entire problem. But my dear brothers in Islam, we will not accept this in its entirety. But we need to understand, these are reasons to instigate them against us, to instigate them against Allah and Rasul. My dear brothers in Islam, one incident, that the incident that after Abu Jahl was assassinated, Muslims were migrating to Medina, and one day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, O my Sahaba, Ya'tikum Ikrima. Ikrima will be coming to you all today. Mu'minan Ikrimatu bin Abi Jahl. Ikrima, the son of Abu Jahl, will be coming to you today as a person of Iman. Fala tasubbu abahu. Do not rebuke his father in his presence. Fa inna subba maut yu'zil hay. O my Sahaba, that wala yablughul mayyit. That do not, by rebuking the deceased, will harm those who are alive, and it will not reach the deceased. My dear brothers, elders in Islam, look at the words of Rasul. Here Ikrimah came, Sahabas were watching, and my dear brothers in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam welcomed him. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands towards the heaven. In the presence of Ikrimah, he makes a dua, Allahumma aghfir, O Allah, forgive Ikrimah. In places where he showed his adawa, in places where he exposed his animosity against you, against Allah, against Rasul, O Allah, forgive Ikrimah. For those words that he had uttered against Allah, O Allah, forgive Ikrimah. For those actions what he has committed against Allah and Rasul, here Ikrimah looks at the presence of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He falls in tears, my dear brothers in Islam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, by Islam. Look at your approach. I was an arch enemy of you. Look at your approach, Ya Rasulullah. Has won my heart. And he fell in tears, my dear brothers in Islam. And in the battle of Uhud, my dear brothers in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could see Sahaba was slaughtered one after the other. Here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turning to Allah and crying. The historians have written, Allahumma ghafir qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, these kuffar are doing these things. They do not know the truth, Ya Allah. They do not know the reality, Ya Allah. You forgive them, bring them to the boundary of Islam. My dear brothers in Islam, let us take a positive approach. Let us turn to Allah. Let us make dua to Allah. Let us cry in front of Allah. At times, when the animosity increased, when the hope was lost of their hidayat, then he made dua against him as well in the history of Islam. But my dear brothers in Islam, let us turn to Allah today. Let us learn, let us bring a complete new page in our life. For a believer, a problem comes, then a development happens. Battle of Badr developed the Sahaba. Battle of Uhud strengthened the Sahaba. Battle of Khandaq advanced the Sahaba. My dear brothers in Islam, lessons of these incidents are happening. Let us not get excited. Let us turn to Allah. Let us cry to Allah. Let us expose our beautiful Islam. Let us expose our beautiful quality and akhlaq in order that they understand what is Islam and they will come into Islam in huge numbers, in respecting, in valuing, in apologizing and in making tawbah, like it happened to the arch enemies of Islam in the days of Rasulullah and in the days of Sahaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the straight path. May Allah give us the understanding of the noble Quran and Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman at all situations, at times of happiness, at times of agony, and at times of difficulty.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.